So today we're going to discuss the sugya of Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. The Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and the Gemara on Chesam Aleph in the first parak of Shabbos. And we're going to talk about the different distinctions in the Rishonim between when we say Shadi Nofo Basari Karo and with respect to which halachos we're going to say it. So the first shita that we have is a shita of Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi Dibra Maschil Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, where Rashi contends that what the Gemara means is that you'll project the dalid al dalid of the ikur onto a hanocha on the nof, meaning a chepetz rests on the branch of a tree. So even though the branch itself doesn't have dalid al dalid, we'll view the branch as having dalid al dalid, or we'll view the hanocha as being b'makom dalid al dalid, because the base of the tree, the trunk, has dalid al dalid. That's shadi nofo basari karo. And Rashi is clear that we're not going to say shadi nofo with respect to reshuyos. So, for example, the case in the Gemara is that the trunk is resting inside a Rishus HaYachid, the nof extends into a Rishus HaRavim, so we extend the Dalet al Dalet of the trunk, we don't extend the Rishus HaYachid of the trunk. Okay, so we say Shadi Nofo with respect to Dalet al Dalet, not with respect to Rishuyos. Now, the simplest reading of Rashi, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is Bain whether the Ilan and the Nof are in the same Rishus, and this is Bain whether the Ilan and the Nof are in different Rishuyos. According to Rashi, the question is, Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. That's the simplest read. The case in the Gemara happens to be a case of where the trunk is in a Rishus HaYachid, and the Nof is in a different Rishus, and Afal Pichein, you have a Machlokas, but you're going to have the same Machlokas even when they're both inside the same Rishus. I think that's the simplest read of Rashi. This prompts a lot of Rishonim to challenge Rashi's position. If Rashi means that they're arguing in a case where it's Bein Bereshus Achas, Bein Bereshus Reshuyos, so then why does the Gemara Dafka give us a case where the Nof and the Ikar are in two separate Reshuyos? That's the question of Tosus Rid, and that's what leads Tosus Rid to reject Shitas Rashi, because Rashi's explanation doesn't account for the Gemara's Hechatimzi. So a lot of Rishonim, in light of this question, in order to answer for Rashi, so they assume that Rashi will impose a condition on applying Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. Meaning that even if the Rabbanon holds Lo Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo Bebein Bein Shtei Reshuyos, the Rabbanon will agree that Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo Bereshuyos Achas. So that explicitly is the suggestion of Tosa Rosh. Tosa Rosh and Avches even says that he saw B'Shem or B'Kisvei Rashi that B'Chad Reshus L'Kuli Alma Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, and that also is the contention of the Meiri and Dalet on base, that Bereshuyos Achas L'Kuli Alma Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. Now, this is a very surprising distinction. After all, what should the distinction of Reshuyos, what does that have to do with the projection of the Dalet al Dalet of the tree? Just because halachically they're standing in two different jurisdictions shouldn't block our ability to say that the base is considered Dalet al Dalet for the Nof. So if you buy this interpretation of Rashi as quoted by the Rush and the Meiri suggestion, essentially what you're saying is that a distinction of Reshuyos has the ability to block your application of Dalet al Dalet. That's the Meiri and Tosfos Rosh for the reading of Dalet on Beis. The Meiri on Daf Ches says that we will distinguish between one Reshuyos and two different Reshuyos, but not in terms of applying Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, but with respect to saying Rosho Tachuv Bakarka. According to the Meiri on Daf Ches, if the Ikar and the Nof are in the same Rishus, so you don't even need to invoke Shadi Nofo Basari Karo to get Dalet al Dalet, because just by looking at the object in front of you, the tree is growing out of the ground. So even if the Ikar of the tree, even if the trunk itself doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, since the tree comes right out of the ground, and the ground has Dalet al Dalet, so even without Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, you'll assume that the Nof has a din of Dalet al Dalet. That's a suggestion of the Meiri. But once again, the Meiri is saying is that that is going to be determined by whether it's in Beis Reshuyos or Reshus Achas. Well, the Meiri and Daf Ches suggests that the distinction between one Reshus and two Reshuyos is not a question of whether you'll apply Shadi Nofo according to Rabbanon. It's simply a matter of whether you'll say that the branch itself is an extension of the ground. If it's in the same Reshus, so you'll say the branch comes directly out of the ground, therefore, you don't need Dalet al Dalet on the branch because you could use the Dalet al Dalet of the Karka. Okay? However, if the branch and the ground where it's, and the part where it attaches to the ground are in two separate Rishuyos, then you would need dalet al dalet on the branch, because then you can't view it as just stemming straight from the ground. According to the Meir, you won't have dalet al dalet anywhere. On daf ches. According to the Meir and daf ches, you don't have dalet al dalet anywhere. I don't think so. I think he's saying that you can't view the branch as stemming directly from the ground if it's in two separate rishuyos. Correct?
And therefore the branch would need to have
therefore the branch would have to have dalal dalal alone.
Okay.
Right? But this position of the Meiri is even more surprising, because it's one thing to say that you need the nof and the ikar to be in the same rishus to extend to say shadi nofo basari karo, and it's something else entirely to say that you need them to be in the same rishus in order to view the ilan as being rosho tachuv bekarka. Okay, so the Meiri here is arguing that if they're in two separate rishus, you can't even view the tree as being directly connected to the ground. It's a very surprising chiddush. Okay, so what you have now is shitas Rashi. Rashi thinks that it's all a question of dalid al dalid. Bipashtus, Rashi's indifferent to whether it's in one rishus or two rishus, whether the nof and the ikar are in two separate rishus. The Meiri and Tosfos Rosh say the Rabbanon will agree in a case where it's in rishus achas. The Meiri and Daf Ches goes further and says that you don't even need shadi nofo in one rishus. It's a question of rosh hatachah bekarka, but two rishuyos will say that you can't view it as rosh hatachah bekarka. There is another suggestion that's raised by the Rishonim, another qualification, or another condition that has to be met in order to apply Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. That's raised by the Meiri and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. How come we say Shadi Nofo Basari Karo with respect to an Elon, but not with respect to Yad? Right, how come the Gemara didn't say, since a Guf has Dalet al Dalet, so Shadi Yado Basar Gufo, to say that the Yad has Dalet al Dalet as well? So Meiri says, Shtei Tshuvos B'davar. One, the guf is nigar achar hayad, whereas the ilan, the nof, is nigar achar haguf, achar ikar. Now that first distinction is very surprising. It's not clear what he means. In what sense is the yad, is the guf nigar achar hayad more so than the ikar nigar achar hanof? How do you understand that distinction? So Pashas, what I think the simplest explanation is that with respect to a Maisa Hotzah, so the hand leads the action. That's the hand is what leads the body into doing the Akira or the Hanacha. So with respect to a Maisa Hotzah, so the Guf is Nigar Achar Hayad. However, when it comes to the branch, so you view, this is a little harder to explain, since it's just going to be the Makom Hanacha, so you say you go back onto the default where the Nof is an extension of the Ikar. You never view the branch as initiating the Maisa Hotza. Then you say that the nof is batal to the ikar. When the person's doing the action and the hand is leading the act, then you say gufo nigar achar yado. Then the Meiri suggests a second distinction, that you could only say shadi nofo basar ikar when the ikar is not mitnonea, misnoea. It's not shaking, it's not moving. So therefore, when it comes to a nof and an ikar, so you could say shadi nofo basar ikar, because you have a sturdy ikar. When you're talking about the yad and the guf, since the guf is always misnodeid, it's moving, so you can't say shadi nofo basar ikar. You can't say shadi yado achar gufa. So you have three conditions that the Rishonim impose that will determine when you can say shadi and when you can't say shadi. Okay, the first was suggested by the Meiri and Tosfos Rosh. That's the condition of rishuyos. According to the Rabbanan, you need Rishus Achas to impose Shadi Nofo Basar Ikaro. According to the first suggestion of the Meiri, it lies somehow in the nature of the Maisa Hotza. If it's an act where the Yad is leading, then you can't say Shadi Yado Achar Gufo. If it's the nature of the act or the Hanacha is such that the Ikar is what leads the Hotza, or the Ikar is what determines the Hanacha, then you could say Shadi Nofo Achar Ikro. Third distinction, and this one's also suggested by the Meiri, is that you need a sturdier base. So if the base is not moving, then you'll say Shadi Nofo Achar Ikro. If the base is moving, like a guf, then you cannot say Shadi Nofo Basar Ikar. That's all within Shitas Rashi. The other Rishonim suggest that the question of Shadi Nofo... Question, Isaac? The other Rishonim suggest that the question of Shadi Nofo Basar Ikaro is not about Dalid al Dalid, but it's a question of Rishuyos. Can you project the Rishus HaYachid of the base of the tree into the Nof? That's how Tosos on Dalid and Base reads the question of the Gemara. The question is, if you threw something from Rishus HaRabim onto this tree, which is Ikro, Rishus HaYachid, but no for Rishus HaRabim, is that considered a Hotzah, Rishus HaRabim, into a Rishus HaYachid? The question is, why doesn't the Gemara give us the opposite case? Why doesn't the Gemara also give us a case where you have the Ikar Rishus HaRabim, the base is in a public property, and the Nof is Notel Rishus HaYachid? Why does the Gemara only give us one case? Hold on. So the most extreme way to interpret this Gemara is to say that the only time you could say Shadi Nofo Basar Ikaro L'Inyan Rishuyos is to project a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. Never to project a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. Why would you say that? So this we explained on the basis of the Ramban, that it's not a contradiction to have a Rishus HaYachid extending into a Rishus HaRabim. It would be a contradiction to have a Rishus HaRabim penetrating inside Mechitzos. So if the branch is growing it through a crack of the wall into Rishus HaYachid, so if you were to say that a Hanacha on the branch inside the Rishus HaYachid is a Hanacha on Rishus HaRabim, so you'd have a Rishus HaRabim breaching the Mechitzos of Rishus HaYachid, which would be a halachic impossibility. So that's why the Gemara only gives us the case of Ikro Rishus HaYachid V'Nofel Rishus HaRabim. That's one interpretation. A second way of interpreting the reason why we only have this case in the Gemara is to say, little more sharply, that you can never project a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, it's not a problem of projecting a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid, but it's a problem in projecting a Rishus HaRabim anywhere. Why would you be mechalik? Because you might say that a Rishus HaRabim, which is defined al pidin as a makom hiluch harabim, so it's defined by whether the rabim are using this area. So to project this as an area of a rabim based off a halachic din of shadi nofa basar ikaro, that you can't do. But a rishus hayachid, which is defined as a makom, it has a status of a rishus. So through shadi nofa basar ikaro, you could project this rishus a little further outside its boundaries. But a place that's defined by hiluch harabim can't be projected through the vehicle of shadi nofa basar ikaro. Now, you might have a good nafkamina to this question, and this is one interpretation of the following machlokes. A nafkamina would be the discussion between Tosos Shantz and Tosos about, let's say, the Nof and the Ikar are both in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Nof is Lamata Miyud. So Tosos said that Gemara couldn't have given you that case. Why? Because if the Nof is Lamata Miyud, so if it doesn't have Dalid al Dalid, so then it's going to be a Makom Ptur. And if the Nof has Dalid al-Dalid, then it's going to be a Karmelis. Dalid al-Dalid, Pachas Me'asara, is a Karmelis. That was the argument of Tosos. Tosos Shantz argued, and Tosos said, of course not. Of course that's not a good argument. Because just like we're willing to project the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim through Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro, we should project the Rishus HaRabim from the Ikar, from the base of the tree, into the branches that are Lamata Miyud. And say, they would have had a Shem Karmelis, they would have had a Shem Makom Ptur, but since you have Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro, so now the Shem Rishus HaRabim takes over. Okay? It's like if you have like frost. It starts at the bottom, and then it's just like it freezes over the branches. So the Rishus HaRabim starts at the bottom, and it slowly takes over the branches. So they would have been a Makom Ptur or a Karmelis, and now the Rishus HaRabim takes over. So we were willing to say that Le'inyan Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. Why aren't we willing to say that for Rishus HaRabim into its own Makom Ptur or Karmelis? That's the Tosos Shantz's contention. So what you might say is that they're arguing about this point. According to Tosos Shantz, the Shem Rishus HaRabim is projectable through Shadi Nofo. According to Tosvos, you can't project a Shem Rishus HaRabim anywhere. The only thing you could project is a Shem Rishus HaYachid. That's one way of interpreting this Machlokas in the Rashmi Shantz and Tosos. Yeah. Tosos would be saying that you can never project a Rishus HaRabim. Right. Rosh Mishans would be saying that you would. What? Correct. The Rosh Mishans would say that the only thing you can't project is Rishus HaRabim inside Mechitzos. But per se, Rishus HaRabim is projectable. So hold up 1 second. another view in the Balei Tosos, Shita of Tosos Yeshanim, is to kind of balk at this question lechatchila. The Gemara's case is lav dafka. In a chanami, the Gemara gave us a case where the Ikar is in a Rishus HaYachid and the Nof extends into Rishus HaRabim, but the Gemara just as well could have given us a case where the Ikar is in a Rishus HaRabim and the Nof extends into Rishus HaYachid, and you would say Shadi Nofa Basar Ikara. So this you might explain either as saying something similar to Rashi and the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh earlier that we saw, that it's not a contradiction to have a Rishus HaRabim penetrating into Rishus HaYachid. It's not a stira to have an extension of Rishus HaRabim into Mechitzos. Or you could somehow explain this based off the metaphysics of Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro, that there's a very strong reason to contend that the Chefet is not between a Mechitzos of the Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Meaning Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro is that a chefetz that lands on the branch of the tree is considered to project it ke'ilu it's noch mamish bi'ikaro. So it's not that the Rishus HaRabim extends into Rishus HaYachid, it's just this object which looks to you like it's in Rishus HaYachid is really resting at the base of the tree. Okay, that would be a very strong interpretation of Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro. It would explain why you could have a Rishus HaRabim in this instance projecting into Rishus HaYachid. So this is all assuming that the Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro is referring to Rishuyos. It's a question of Rishuyos. And presumably, that only for Rishuyos. Meaning the question for Tosos is, Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro, can you project the Rishus of the base onto the branch? But the assumption is that for sure you cannot project the Dalet al Dalet of the base onto the branch. And the Ritva on Daf Ches says this explicitly. Right, that the question, if you assume, he's assuming it's about Rishuyos like Tosfos, but for sure you won't be able to extend the Dalet al Dalet. Okay? Now, we would want to pose a secondary question, or it's kind of a secondary question to the position of the Balei Tosfos. So they're arguing whether or not you could project the Rishus of the base onto the Nof. But there might be a secondary question. Can you project the properties of that Rishus onto the Nof? Meaning it's one thing to say that this Chefetz that's Nach on the Nof is now a Chefetz that's Nach on the Nof in Rishus HaRabim is halachically Nach inside a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so it's Nach in a different Rishus. That's one Chiddush. That's what we just discussed. But it's a second thing to say that this Nof will now have all the properties of the Rishus of the base, of the Ikar. So here you might have just two important nafkamina. So one of them is already discussed in Tosfos. If you hold like Rav Chista that a Rishus HaYachid does not need Hanacha al Gabe Dalet al Dalet and Rishus HaRabim does, okay. So Tosfos says, not only is it true that when Chefetz lands on the branch, it's Noch inside a Rishus HaYachid, but it's noch inside a Rishus HaYachid ad kidei kach that you don't need a hanocha al gabei dalet al dalet. Okay, so I just think that's a different point from saying that it's noch inside a Rishus HaYachid. For example, just to highlight this, why does Rav Chisa distinguish between Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim? So let's say you take the argument of the Ramban, that's because the Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adla Rekia, and therefore you could raise the Karka and say wherever it's inside the Rishus HaYachid, it's considered Nach Al-Gabe Dalet Al-Dalet. So now Tosfos is contending that when you say Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro, you don't need Dalet Al-Dalet for the Hanacha, because as if the Karka of the Rishus HaYachid extends until the Nof. Even though the Nof itself is actually an Avir Rishus HaRabim. So not only are you saying it's in Rishus HaYachid, you're saying that this has the properties of a Rishus HaYachid. A second issue that might depend on this idea of the properties of the Rishus would be a second interpretation of the Machlokas, the Tosus, and the Rash Mishans. Meaning, you might say that once the Ikar, let's say, it's one thing to say that it'll have an Ikar, that you could project the Rishus HaRabim of the Ikar onto the Nof. But maybe the Rash Mishans holds that you also could project the properties of a Makom Halichas HaRabim onto the Nof. So the Machlokas between the Rash Mishans and Tosos is not about whether you could project the Rishus HaRabim, The machlokes, everyone agrees that you're in the area of Rishus Arabim. But here, the question is the properties of Rishus Arabim. Is this considered a makom of Halichas Arabim? So Tosos, the Rashi Mishnah says that property of the base of Halichas Arabim could be extended to the Nof. Whereas Tosos himself would contend that it's one thing that you could extend the Shem Rishus Arabim, but you can't extend the Halichas Arabim. Since you can't extend the Halichas Arabim, so you're stuck with Makom Ptur or Carmelis. Okay, it's a little bit of a tricky example, because it assumes that you have a shame, you could have a shame or shisarabim, which will still turn into a Carmelis or a Makom Ptur if it's not a Makom Jisarabim.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never actually get it to happen, because it's like it's a circle, meaning you only would have transported the property of Rabim once you were saying that it's Rishus Arabim to begin with.
No, but I mean, let's say that this the base is defined as Makom Halichas Arabim. Right?
Right. So why do you want to transport the property? I mean, why are we going to take the property of Halichas Arabim to the Nuf?
Because that's part of the din of Shadinofa Basari Karo.
We only apply Shadinofa Basari Karo to the top if we have the Rabim.
No, to begin with. I'm asking what could be transported through Shadinofa. So one Shiloh is Dalal Dalid. Another Shiloh is a Shem Rishus, like a Shem Rishus Ayachid. Another Shiloh is even something like Drisas Arabim, which is more of a property of Rishus than it is a definition of Rishus. Okay. You might deny that by saying that Drisas Arabim is a definition of Rishus and not a property of Rishus, which would make this not a good argument. And then you would interpret Machlokas Rashi Mishnah and Tosos like I did earlier. Okay. I think it would be it's a good nafkamina. I think it's a possibly good nafkamina for properties that's extending the properties of Rishus. Now,
in terms of the first one, Tosos uses a lot of the key very differently from the Rambam.
Correct.
Okay, so that would kind of diminish
that. It would for Tosos per se. It wouldn't for Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. What? We did in Shir.
Oh, okay.
But I'll get back to it. I'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan in a second. But the point is, you're right. For Tosos himself, assuming Tosos understand, Tosos said that it's just the Rishus Yachal Adraki as the Chiddush of Chista. It had nothing to do with explaining why you don't need Dalet al-Dalet. Ramban held that's the explanation for Dalet al-Dalet. Rabbi Yochanan al-Dav Ches seems to assume that is the explanation for Dalet al-Dalet, that is the explanation for not needing Dalet al-Dalet, because Rishus Yachal Dalet al-Adraki. And still, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Shadi Nofo Basari Karol Inyan the Rishus. Okay?
So, do you
really
understand the second point, or saying that according to Tosfos, the Shem Rishus Harabim could be transferred, but the Drisus Harabim won't?
Right. And that assumes that Drisus Harabim is not a din in the Shem Rishus Harabim?
I understand, but the Shem Rishus Harabim is still transferred, so why would you not have Anacha Rishus Harabim?
So, the Shem Rishus Harabim doesn't get transferred here, because it's less than Dalet al-Dalet. I mean, let's say you have a Rishus Arabim that's less than Dalet al-Dalet. So that becomes a Carmelis or a Makom Ptur. You hear that?
Yeah. Having a Shem Rishus Arabim is not
a
mutually exclusive.
Right. That's what you have to say here. Right. I think it's a tricky nafkamina. Maybe I think a little more about it. When I was thinking about it last night, I didn't like it. When I thought about it today, I liked it. So I just think it's a pretty good nafkamina. But you could definitely argue.
Rav Chochma comes at night.
What?
Rav Chochma comes at night.
Are there two of you? Why? It's more people to borrow svaras from. Now, let's come back for a second. Just like we saw that there were some for Shitas Rashi, that there were some Rishonim who thought that Dalet al-Dalet depends on certain conditions, right? Either, let's say, it being in one, extending it depends on it being in one Rishus, or that you have a sturdy Nof, a sturdy Ikar, okay? So there are some Rishonim who think that projecting the Shem Rishus for Tosvos will also be contingent on certain conditions. Okay? Meaning, it's not an absolute question whether or not you'll say Shadinofa Basari Karo. Whether you apply Shadinofa Basari Karo will be contingent on meeting, on satisfying some other conditions. So the first person to weigh in here seems to be Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says that we're only going to apply Shadi Nofo Basari Karo Le Inyan Rishuyos if the Ikar has Dalet al Dalet. Okay, so notice how structurally this is this is parallel to the Shita of Tosa Rush and the Meiri. Because they were arguing that you could only project Dalet al Dalet if you have the same Rishus. Here, Rabbi Nochanan is arguing that you could only project the Rishus if you have Dalet al Dalet. I mean, so the way we explain this is that you need a certain degree, you need a certain chashivus to the Ikar in order to project the Rishus of the Ikar onto the note. That's how we wanted to explain it in Shir. That's also how the footnotes in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Vayik Shel Rabbeinu Chananel, it's also how they want to explain it. This is also very parallel to the Shita of the Meiri, that you're only going to say Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro with respect to Dalet al Dalet if the Ikar is not moving at all. So Rabbeinu Chananel focuses not on the Chashivos of sturdiness. Rabbeinu Chananel here is focusing on the Chashivos of Dalet al Dalet. It's having a significant Shem Makom. A second condition that Rishonim imposed for the extension of Rishuyos, this seems to be Tosfos Rid's position on Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos Rid is bothered by the Kasha, how come it seems that for Chorei Rishus HaRabim, you have holes that go from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. So there we seem to say that they don't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, you don't project the Rishus of the HaRabim. So how come for Shadi Nofa Basar, you don't project the shame of the Rishus HaYachid. So how come for Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro we're going to project the status of the Shem Rishus HaYachid? For Chorei Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to extend the Shem Rishus HaYachid. Now you have holes in a wall separating a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim. There we don't project the Rishus HaYachid. Why not? So Tosfot says, because the Nof is Nayid, therefore you could view the Nof as reducible to the Ikar. Because the Chorim are not Nayid, so they have independent they have an independent existence. Memela, you can't say they take on the status of the Rishus HaYachid. So whereas Rabbeinu Chananel in his own way, and the Meiri in his way, focus on the Chashivos of the Ikar, Tosfos Rid is focusing on the Tfelos of the Nof. Since the Nof is Nayid, it itself is not sturdy, therefore it's going to be Batal Klape the Ikar. And only then will you extend the Rishus HaYachid into the Nof. That's one interpretation of this Tosfos Rid. I think, Daron, you had like a different suggestion in Shir?
No, I don't think it's right.
What?
I don't think it's right.
Okay, so Daron doesn't think it's right, but I think what the suggestion was is that if you were to video the growth of this tree, right, over a duration of time, right, so it started as part of the Rishus HaYachid, and slowly it grew into the Rishus HaRabim. And so now a chefetz comes and it lands on the edge of that branch inside the Rishus HaRabim. Right? So if you were to keep that object there, right, and rewind the tape and watch it go back down into the Rishus HaYachid, so you would say that it's kilu, it's nach on top of the ikar of the Rishus HaYachid.
Or that it would fall.
What?
Or that it would fall.
No, but you view it as following the trajectory of the branch back.
So why is it any different than the meteor?
Because the point here is that here the Rishus HaYachid grew through this branch. Right, so now the thing that rests on this branch is really just considered as it's considered reducible to the Rishus HaYachid itself.
Very poetic, but it seems exactly like the Meiri.
Seems like the Meiri.
Exactly like the Meiri that says you could just draw a line from, you take the branch, draw the line, and bam, you go to the roots of the ground.
Well, the Meiri's not talking about the Meiri thinks you go straight into the karka.
Right. And why is this any different? It's just more poetic because it grew as.
Oh, so this is between two Rishuyos. Meiri thinks you can't say that between
right,
two Rishuyos.
Right, I'm saying you're just taking Meiri and taking it to the more logical conclusion of just saying it across Rishuyos. Meiri didn't want to do that for some...
And the Meiri's only saying Linyan Dalet al Dalet. He's saying it with Inyan Linyan Rishuyos. So you have two differences. One is Rishuyos, and one of them is with respect to... and one of them is about Dalet al Dalet. What's the other one? Oh, yeah, he's saying it between two Rishuyos, and he's saying it for projecting Rishuyos. Right, the Meiri holds that you couldn't even say it for Dalet al Dalet between two Rishuyos. I guess that's the other way of explaining. You don't like that pshat though anymore.
No, I like the pshat. I just don't think the Rid is saying it.
You don't think the Rid is saying it? Okay.
You can't like the lashon of the azul asi.
Right. It's growing.
It's going back and forth. Aren't azul and asi opposites?
No, Azil Vasi, it's growing and coming. No?
Growing and coming are usually opposites.
Right. And you're growing.
I know, it's growing.
Growing.
It's growing and moving forth.
Azil doesn't mean grow, it's going.
Azil means it goes forth.
Right.
And Asiya comes at you.
Go forth, forth.
Azil is more like a quick motion, more than like a motion that takes months and years.
I don't know.
I just thought it sounded like something going back and
forth. Alright, it's back and forth, and that's why it's not. Alright. Fair enough. Okay, so that's with respect to the Shita of Tosfos. And these are conditions. This is assuming that you need to meet certain conditions in order to get to Shita of Tosfos. Right? So either you need the condition of Dalet al Dalet in the Iker, or you need Tosfos Ritz condition that is Dafka Bedavar Hanai, Dafka when the Nof is Nayi, then you'll say it's reducible to the Iker. There are Rishonim who think that we're going to apply this halacha bain l'dalet al dalet and bain for Rishuyos. So that seems to be the view of Tosfos Rid. Pretty sure that's the position of Tosfos Rid. That we're going to apply this for the Shem Rishus and for dalet al dalet. That's one shita. And then you have a different shita, shita of the Rashba, which is even more intriguing, that it's not that we just happen to apply Shadi Nofa Basari Karo for both, but it's that since Kivan that we're going to apply Shadi Nofa Basari Karo L'Inyan Rishuyos, we're also going to apply L'Inyan Dalet al Dalet. So it's like one necessitates the other. It would be a Tarta Desasri to project the Shem Rishus without projecting the Dalet al Dalet of the base, which is precisely what all the other Rishonim are denying. Rashi is saying that you could have Dalet al Dalet without the Shem Rishus. That's clear in Rashi. And the position of the Ritva for sure is saying that you could have the Rishus without the Dalet al Dalet. The Rashba seems to be arguing that is Gufa Tarta Desasri. You can't distinguish between the Shem Dalet al Dalet and the Makom. I mean, you could distinguish between them, but once you project the L'Inyan Rishus, you have to project the L'Inyan Dalet al Dalet. I didn't see any Shitas in the Rishonim that say contra-wise, that once you project the L'Inyan Dalet al Dalet, you have to project the L'Inyan Rishus. I didn't see that lesson anywhere. But.
The Tosfos Rid, I think, is Mashma that way.
You think he's mashma that way?
Well, I'm saying I think because I don't have one in front of me. So.
Hey, take a look at it. Let me know. You'd have to up your hand. Oh, you're not raising your hand anymore. Okay, well, go on. Yeah.
So, are these last couple of shows, really any of them, are we only saying that you're projecting it because it's a blank slate? Because, like, some kind of makapate? Like, let's say it was exactly 9 tefachim tall in the Shetarat, the Nof. So would we still say Shadi Nofo? Well, we say the only reason we said Shadi Nofo is because it was a blank slate. It was like a Karmeli, the Fakam Tor.
If it was a Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, if it was 9 Tvachim, so it's a Rosh Hashanah Mamish.
Would you say, and it's in Rosh Hashanah?
And you have this case, Ikar Rosh Hashanah, the Nofo, not the Rosh Hashanah. Nofo is 9 Tvachim.
Wow. You hear that question? Everybody hear this question? Start question.
It's a similar question to what we're doing in Shir now with Carmelis
Bekalin.
Sharp question. Let's say the Nof is test Tvachim, Rabbi Mechatfen Alav. Okay? And the Ikar is in Rosh Hashayachim. So we say Shadi Nofo Basari Karo to transform the Rosh Hashayachim into Rosh Hashayachim. Or is it Dafka when this would have been a Carmelis or Makom Patur, then you say Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. This reminds me of like in Star Wars when like they're trying to zap each other with different energies. Like they could get in the back and they get caught in the middle.
Well, what would it mean?
Purple light and the,
wait,
and the red
that,
light.
That's
Harry
that's
Potter.
Exactly.
What?
Well,
you think that's Erev and Lamed Gimel? You think it's exactly that case?
You have a Iker that's in a...
Right, here you're saying you have the Ikar's and Rosh Hashayachid. The Nof is part of Rosh Hashanah, assuming that you could have, assuming that that's possible, that Rabbi Mechatfen Alav would make it Rosh Hashanah even if the Ikar's and Rosh Hashayachid. I don't know if that's true. Yeah. You think it's Tessa and Rabbi Mechatfen Alav? You think the case in the Gemara is Yehuda's case? What? So I'll say it is. I'll say it's Soma Tisha. I'm saying Amatisha, Rab Mechatven Alav, so Shus Rabim. So now, do you want to say Shadi Nofa Basari Kar Levatel the Shem Shus Rabim Mine? Or would you say only shaldi nofa basari karo when the nof is neutral? It's either karmas or makom ptur. It's less than dalet al dalet, veino gavoa tes. Or it's gavoa yud dafka, that's also going to be our. If you hold that gavoa yud is not mechafna, chol shonim. Now it's a stark question. What? Yeah, but it might not even be an afkamina because you can't apply shaldi nofa basari karo.
No. If you use the svara of the reason why the nof exists is because it grew out of the thing, or because you can draw a line down to the roots, then regardless of what status it itself has, it only has that. It only.
But you might say you only draw a line down when it itself is neutral.
Right. What I'm saying is, what at first glance you would think that it would be like this, you can refute whatever.
I hear.
But I just feel like that would make more sense that you still.
Right.
If it's linian lending it kashivos that the trunk has. Has kashivas of its own, so why would you want to lend it different kashivas?
Right.
You could split them if you want.
Right. What does the Gedolia physics say about this, Shaila?
Biology is not.
Yeah,
it's
botany.
It's botany, biology, one of those things.
Don't blend this in biology.
What would you say? What would you say in this case? What would you say?
Botany,
what would you say in this case?
I think it depends on how you feel.
It's art major.
I
would not apply shadi nofa.
You wouldn't apply shadi nofa.
I think it's too similar to the case in Eruv. Yesh l'chalik, but
why yesh l'chalik?
Why yesh l'chalik is in the case in Eruv, and the ikh is harmless.
Why yesh l'chalik?
No.
Why
is in the case in Eruv.
Yeah, that's the moshe. Hmm? How else could it be moshe if the ikh is not a rishis yafi?
So that is in l'chalik. Fine. Good. Done.
Glad we all agree.
I think it's exactly the case in Erevin.
Well, I mean, the ikar is a rishis ayachid.
Yeah.
And the branch, the part of the branch that's tisha tafim is
a ram mechaf and olav.
Right. And then the part that goes up is a rishis ayachid.
So what?
The part is shalom. But the point
isn't
that,
but what about the part that ram is mechaf and olav? It's just rabim.
Yeah.
But isn't that one supposed to say lov?
I mean, is that only according to Rabbanon? So that is according to Rabbi. Okay, now it gets complicated.
No, you can say that compared to the
Levi. I'll think about it in the Rockies. I'll get back to you with Siata Deshmaya when I come back.
Okay, so I found the post is written.
Yeah.
So the line is, so the Havel Ezarak me Ramir Shisrav Mosh Siachid, Ti'i Kitaparish Hamarat, Iker Machad Alinov, Ki'ilu Havi, Mihavi, okay, Iker Mahavi Devar Chashiv.
Right. As like Rashi, it's going to have a devar chashuv.
But that's why we consider it to be in the rishus of the ikar. Since we're...
No, he's just quoting Rashi. He's quoting Rashi dalad dalad. No?
Either way.
I think he's quoting Rashi, and Rashi's saying with respect to dalad dalad.
No, he's saying it with respect to the rishus.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought he's just quoting Pirush Amora.
Here, check it out.
Rashi will blame Tishu.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out. Let's just finish up here. So now let's move to the shayla of shadi nofa basari karo and kol tahara kulo. Yeah.
Why did you say that the Miri's question is within Rashi?
Miri's?
Miri's question.
Within Shitas Rashi, that's dalad al dalad. Within Shitas Rashi, the question of shadi nofa is dalad al dalad question.
The question of a mobile sinker is only within Rashi.
Right, because Miri doesn't think you're projecting Rashios. Yeah, I think you would have different Haggadahs, meaning that I broke it up that there are conditions that Rishonim impose for Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro L'Inyan Dalad Dalad, and there are conditions for Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro if you hold it, you're projecting Rishios like Tosos. They happen to be different conditions. It's not clear to me whether they're essentially related to Dalad Dalad or Rishios, and that I'm not 100% sure about. But I just want to break it up that way because I think there's definitely good reason to believe that you'll have different conditions for dalad dalad than for projecting Rashi's. That's a.
Let's go back to the sugya nevin. So the sugya nevin is a machlokas. Rabbi Chachamim, but the Gemara explains the machlokas as being about a different issue. So the chovah.
Does she toss them also though?
Hmm?
And they're presumably does she toss them?
Rabbi happens to say that the eruv or eruv, but the Gemara explains this for different reasons. So based on that, it's. Based on the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that Rebbe says Eruv because
you should just ishari nofo, that would imply that.
He's saying even Aliba Durabana.
What's the reason the Gemara gives?
Okay, so we'll think about this Gemara in Erevin. Okay. So let's turn to the Hagdara of Shad Yinofo Basar Ikara and Kol Tarakula. Part of the anomaly in the Sugya is that the Rishonim here discuss Shad Yinofo Basar Ikara and Hilchos Shabbos as a very local question, either with respect to projecting the Shem Rishos or with respect to Dalet al Dalet. The Rishonim don't align this debate with the general question that we find in other Sugyas of Shad Yinofo Basar Ikara. So why are they treated as different discussions? So the first discussion that we have of Shad Yinofo Basar Ikara in another context is the question of Bailos. Gemara in Bava Metzia on Kufyat Chesem Veis. The Mishnah has a case where you have two Sados Zelem Alam Izeh. One is above the other, assuming, let's say there's a perpendicular, there's like a drop in between the two Sados. So one's on a cliff, one's on a mountain, there's a cliff, and there's a bottom Sadeh. Then you have some produce that's growing out horizontally from the top Sadeh. So it's growing into the avir of the bottom Sadeh, but it's rooted in the karka of the top Sadeh. Yeah, that seems to be the case in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees that the shorashim, anything that's in the karka, is shalbal hakarka ha'elyon. There's a machlokes, what about the stuff that grows in the airspace of the karka shal hatachton? The Gemara says, that depends on shal dinofo basari karo. If you hold shal dinofo basari karo, so then the entire growth, the entire produce belongs to the bal hakarka ha'elyon. Because Shadi Nofo, take the branches, Basari Karo. If you hold lower Minan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, so then anything that grows in the airspace of the Karko Hatachton belongs to the guy on bottom. That's one nafkamina the Gemara gives on Kufir Chasim and Beis. The Gemara then quotes another debate that also depends on Shadi Nofo. It's also Gemara about Basra. Let's say one person owns the Elon, the other person owns the Karka. And then another branch grows out of the trunk. So who owns this new branch, the Bala Karka or the Bala Ilan? So the Gemara says it depends on Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. If you say Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, so then the Bala Karka owns the new branch. If you don't hold Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, so then the Bala Ilan owns the new branch. So you see from this Gemara is that if you hold Shadi Nofo, so then this branch is considered to be an independent Ilan. Because it's considered to have grown straight out of the ground. Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. This branch goes directly out of the ground. And if you don't hold Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, then this new branch is Batel Agav the tree. It's a continuation of the growth. And then it's going to go to the Bala Ilan. That's the second nafkamina in the Gemara there. The third nafkamina the Gemara gives is with respect to Arla. I had a tree in its first 3 years. The fruits can't be eaten. It's the din of Arla. So the Gemara says, let's say you have a tree that's Yotze Min HaGeza. Branch grows out of the trunk. The Gemara says, once again, if you hold Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, and therefore this is a separate Elon, so you have to wait a new 3 years. If you don't hold of Shadi Nofo, then it's Batel to the tree, it's the same tree, and you don't have to wait 3 more years, you don't have to wait anymore, because this tree already waited. So once again, Shadi Nofo will say that this is considered an independent Elon, because it grows directly out of the ground. Not holding Shadi Nofo means it's Batel. That's a simple interpretation of these three cases in the Gemara and Kupit Ches and Bamin Zia.
Is that like an
Iri's Pshat on Ches?
No, like they know just...
But the Iri's whole point is you don't even need Shadi Nofo. But here, this is against, because the Gemara here is saying it depends on Shadi Nofo, right? And it's different, because here you're talking about a branch that's growing out of a tree. There you're talking about something that's coming directly out of the karka.
No,
so Chiddush is, if this new branch, is it considered to go straight to the conduit of the tree into the karka? Second distinction is the Meir and Avches is saying that when something grows directly out of the ground, so do you view a hanacha on the branch as a hanacha on the ground?
The branch grows out of the tree, right?
What?
The branch grows out of the tree.
Right.
And the question is whether we consider that a karka. Isn't that fair? Right? And then here we're saying that the branch, if we say Shadi Nofo, then the branch is considered from like a new entity from the karka.
Right.
Bringing it a pretty similar way, whether you want to call it Shadi Nofo or not.
No. Because I think the whole chiddush the Gemara in Bava Metzias is to say that it's going through the trunk directly into the karka. That's the chiddush of Shadi Nofo. Whereas for the Meiri, the point is that anything that grows out of the ground, as long as you don't have a chiluk in Rishuyos, is considered to be part of the ground. Stretching or question?
Is it possible?
You can't pater your chova of asking questions through stretching.
Is it possible to say that our whole sugya in Shabbos is talking, when it says Shadi Nofo or Ikaro, it really means like closer to the ground, or where the Ikaro is?
Because Shonim definitely don't understand it that way. Because they assume you need dalet al dalet in the ikar. And they say kimunach be ikar.
So you want to say that the sugyas are totally separated?
Yeah, it seems like they're totally unrelated. Because there it's a question about the growth of this tree. Or let me say it a little differently. There it's a question about the definition of this branch. Is this an independent Shem Ilan? Or is it batel to the bigger Shem Ilan? That's the question there. Nothing to do with our sugya in Shabbos.
If our sugya in Shabbos is about Rishuyos, by just transferring Rishuyos, so then it could work. The question is, does the branch come directly out of the ground?
Problem is, I feel like the Gemara would say the same thing if you had like one straight shoot that came out of the ground and went into another. Now, I don't think the Gemara here assumes you're dealing with like an oak tree that has an ikar and then it branches out into different rishus. I think hu adin nami, unless you believe not, if you had one tree that's slanted and sticks over into another rishus, I assume.
Yeah. According to the Gemara, then you would never come onto the question of Shadi Nofo. So the question is whether this is its own independent thing or whether back
towards the ground. And if you project it back towards the ground, so then it'll have the status of the rishus of the ground. So maybe that's why Argamar Dafi talking about it, Ikar, with a no.
Could be.
I'm not 100% sure if that would be true. But the problem is that Tosefta and Arla seems to have a different interpretation. Tosefta and Arla, which is actually what the Gemara is quoting, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid. So there the Tosefta says, everybody agrees that Yotzei min HaGezah is going to be Chayv in Arla. Meaning everybody agrees, no matter whether you hold Shadi Nofo or Lo Shadi Nofo, anything that grows out of the trunk of the tree will be considered a new tree, no matter what. The only machlokes is Yotzei min HaShorashim. So a new branch sprouts from the roots. So then if you say Shadi Nofo Basar Ikaro, so then you're going to say this is a new Shem Ilan. And if you hold lo aminan shadi nofo basari, if you hold shadi nofo basari karo, then it's going to be part of the tree. Whereas if you don't hold shadi nofo basari karo, then it's going to be an ilan bifnei atzma. That's how the Tosefta and Arla works out. According, it's the exact opposite of the Bavli. According to the Bavli, if you hold shadi nofo basari karo, it's a separate shame ilan. According to the Tosefta, if you hold Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, so then it's going to be part of the pre-existing tree. And that's how it comes out according to the Tosefta. Okay, so that's like clearly working with a different definition of Shadi Nofo Basari Karo. Shadi Nofo Basari Karo then means that you view this branch as being part of the Ikar. Not that it uses the Ikar as getting to the Karka. Shadi Nofo Basari Karo means, oh, this is part of the trunk of the tree. It's just an extension. Whereas if you hold lo aminan Shadi Nofo Basari Karo, then Yotzei min HaGezah is independent from the Ikar, and it's considered Mechubel LaKarka directly.
Why would the
Gezah be any different than Trashim in that case? Why is it assumed that Gezah is always going to be Chayiv? So I guess there you always assume it's a...
If anything, Geza should be more part of the old tree than the church.
Why? At least it looks like it's growing out separately.
In which case?
Meaning, if it's growing out of the branch of the tree, so you could say this branch is considered Ilan Bifnei Atzma. Okay?
It's growing out of the stump of the tree.
So out of the branch, right. Out of the trunk. Right. So if it's growing out of the trunk, then you could say this is a separate Elon that's just growing, that's attached to a part of this tree. If this tree starts with the Shorashim of the pre-existing tree, then you could say it's part of the same Elon. Meaning, if they actually share, if they share the same roots,
that sharing roots
is more of a tzira.
It's better than sharing both the stump and the whole root system.
Well, that's the chiddush. If you hold shadi nofo basar ikaro, then you might be able to say that this goes straight to the ground separately. Whereas if it's actually melded into the roots, then you could say it's part of the same shem ilan. That's what would come out according to Tosefta. Assuming you want to hold it, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is totally the way the Bavli explains it.
Pretty sure a wise physicist that said that's his next name, Martin Sitter, said that at one point.
That what?
He said that exact chat.
Which one? The one who sits across from you?
No, next to me, next to me.
It's a terrible chat.
Is this what I said? Unbelievable. Yeah, I think that, either way, it's complicated. That still comes out of the Tosefta. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. A second category where Shadi Nofa Basar Ikaro comes up is with respect to Chiyuv Maiser. The Mishnah in Maisos in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud says that an Ilan that's Omedes Ba'aretz V'Nofa Note L'Chutz La'aretz, so the branch hangs over into Chutz La'aretz, the Ikar is growing in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says Holich Achar Ikar. When it comes to Chiyuv Maiser, Chiyuv Chum of Eretz Yisrael, then you always go Basar the trunk. Rashmi Shantz explains, because when it comes to Chum and Maisros, it all depends on Yinika. Where did this produce grow? Is this produce Shel Eretz Yisrael? Or is it produce Shel Chutzal Eretz? So that's not going to be determined by the airspace in which the pre hangs. That's going to be dependent on the ground which nurtured it. So therefore, with respect to Chumas and Maisros, you holy Chachar Ikar. You never holy Chachar Enof. That's the Rashmi Shantz's explanation. In fact, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there has machlokes between Rebbe and Rashbag. What happens if the roots are half in Eretz Yisrael and the roots and the other half of the roots are in Chutz La'aretz? So there, everybody agrees that you have some sort of mixture of chulin and tevel mu'ur of yachad. Okay, because if the yinika comes from both places, then it's going to take on the din of both mekomos. Machlokes whether it's every pri is considered mu'ur or you could somehow split the tree, but if the entire unique is from Eretz Yisrael, then no one's going to care about the airspace of the fruit. So that's the question of Maiser. The mission there also raises the same mission raises the question of Batei Arei Choma. The din is that if you sell a house inside an Ir Choma, so you have a year to redeem it. After a year, you can't be poded anymore. Rav Meir has a chiddush that applies not only for Batim, that applies also to Sados. Shita Rav Meir and Erchin. So the Mishnah says, what if you have a Sada or a tree that's inside Eretz Yisrael, inside Yerushalayim, but the nof is note chutz l'choma. So is that considered a ilan shabbat erei choma or not? So there the Gemara says you're always holich achar ikar. Only after the ikar. So why only after the ikar? So pashtus, the explanation is that you want to know, is this a tree of Yerushalayim or is it a tree of outside Yerushalayim? So how are you going to define where this tree is? So you could look where the trunk is. You don't care that there are a couple of nofim that are hanging outside. This is considered an ilan shell about the shell in Ir Choma. I think that's actually very intuitive. Where is this ilan considered to be? This ilan is considered to be inside Yerushalayim.
If you just replace those words, should you have to should have been, in fact, anything we've been discussing, it works the same way.
Not true. Why? Because there, the question is something that's resting on the nof, is that considered to be where the nof is? Or is that batel to where the ikar is?
So you would say that...
Here we're asking, this tree, what's its status? So I'm saying, the status of the tree is not going to be ruined by the fact that some of its branches hang outside
right,
the ear.
Because the tree has to be one unit. In this case.
Yeah, here we're asking about the hagdar of the tree. In Shabbos, we're asking about the hagdar of the makom, where this chifetz is resting on the tree.
And
right?
And I guess, anyway, we have to say it's one object. So once we have to pick, you're saying you pick the ikar.
L'chora. A fourth.
Why is it any different from this plant? Do you also care about this plant? What kind of plant?
Right, but they were dealing with a different case. They were dealing with a branch. Here, we're not asking about the status of the branch. I think we're asking about the status of the tree. But here, we're not asking about the status of the tree.
We're asking about the status of the plant. The case of Kuf Yates.
I'm talking about Kuf Chaf Beis. Kuf Yates. Kuf Yirches, you're right. On Kuf Yirches, we're asking about the status of the branch that grew out of the tree. That's going to depend on Shal Dinofo Basar Ikaro. Yeah.
Not the Orla case, the case the Mishnah is dealing with, where
the Mishnah case also. The Mishnah says that the Sharashim itself is not a machlokas. The only Shaila is the stuff that's growing in the airspace of the Karka
so
Tachton.
Why don't you similarly say that we have to look at the plant as a whole? The question, which I think is what you're getting at, is when do you care about the plant as a whole and when do you split the plant?
All right, so with respect to Bailos, the Gemara assumes you could split it. Here, the Gemara wants to know, with respect to Batei Ari Choma, you sold this tree. So Gemara wants to know, so is this a tree Shel Batei Ari Choma or not? I don't think the Gemara even has that, or at least the Mefarshim on the mission there don't raise the possibility that half the tree is redeemable and half it isn't. That's the... So a fourth context where we find Shadi Nofa Basari Karo is the question of Ir Miklat. The Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Makos, sorry, the Mishnah in Maestro says, with respect to Ir Miklat, Hakol Holech Achar Hanof. And the Mishnah in Makos in Daf Yud Beis also says similarly that with respect to Ir Miklat, Hakol Holech Achar Hanof. So what does that mean? And why here are we going Basar Hanof? So the Gemara in the end of bottom of Daf Yud Beis before the next Mishnah. So the Gemara qualifies this din by saying that it's really Af Achar Hanof. That's Avashi's Chiddush. With respect to Ir Miklat, it's Af Achar Hanof. So here you have Machlokas Rishonim how to interpret that. The Rambam says that it means that we'll extend the Tchum of the ear into the airspace of the Nof. So let's say the city ends at the edge of the trunk of the tree. Right, the entire tree is inside the city. The branches hang outside the city. So where does the tchum of the city end? Does it end at the branch, or does it end at the end of the... Sorry, does it end at the trunk, or does it end at the branches? So the Rambam says the chiddush of achar hanof, is that we extend the tchum of the ear until the edge of the actual branches. Without the tree, the city ends here. With the branches, the city ends over here. That's the Rambam's interpretation. And that means that you can't kill Rotzeach B'shogi, you can't kill him Tachas Hanof. Tosos quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, Pashas Rav Maharami Rutenberg, and he disagrees. He thinks that even according to Ravashi, with Achar Hanof, you could still kill Rotzeach Tachas Hanof, Chutz L'Tchum Ha'ir. So according to the Rambam, Nof is extending the Tchum. According to the Maharami Rutenberg, it's not. Okay, even within Shitas Ravashi. That's the simplest way of just... So why is that sugya not taloy on Shadi Nofa Basari Karo? Because that's not relevant at all. There you want to know, where does the city extend to? So it makes sense to say the boundaries extend to the branches. That's the edge of the city. Batari Chomo were asking, where is this Elon? So there you're going to go Basar the Trump. This Elon is considered inside the city limits. Or inside the Choma of Yerushalayim. In Shabbos, we're asking, where is the Chayfetz on the branch? Those are three different questions. So here, with respect to Yer Miklat, where we're just worried about the boundaries of the city, so it's not Talyan Shadinofa Basar Ikar. Everybody would agree that the branches have the ability to extend the limits of the city.
Why are we worried about the boundaries of the city? Aren't we worried where is the person on the branch? Same way we are in Shabbos.
Not according to Rambam. According to Rambam, we're worried about the definition of the airspace underneath the branches.
Okay, but let's say we're worried about on the branch. Would even Rav Rutenberg say that if you're on the branch, you're in the city?
No, but Rav Rutenberg says you could kill him on the branch.
So that means it should depend on Shadi Nofa the same way an object on the branch on Shabbos depends on Shadi Nofa.
According to the Maharam.
Yes. It doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't. He could say in Hakunami, but we pass him like a banan.
Perhaps, but I'm saying... I don't know. The Shaila there could be, is he considered to be inside the city? According to Maharami Rutenberg.
That's the same Shaila. Is this object in the Shadiach?
I'm not so sure. I don't think so.
Makom versus Rishas?
What?
Makom versus Rishas?
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit of a distinction of Makom versus Rishas. I think that is fair. Because nobody thinks that the airspace, meaning you never say that the airspace underneath the tree extending into Rishas Rab is Rishas Yachid.
Why not?
Because the whole Shaila in the Gemara is Shadi Nofa Basar Ikar with respect to saying it's Nachal Gabov. You need mechitzos for Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have mechitzos, you can't have it.
What?
Here, we just want to know, where does the city stop? So even according to Maharami Rutenberg, he's asking, do the branches extend the boundaries of the city or not? So you would say, I, so why does the Maram Rundberg say even underneath the branch? Right? Because he just thinks that you'll be machalik in the tchum on a branch that's connected to the inside of the city, and the airspace underneath a branch that's connected to the airspace of the city.
So, why can't we say that, of course it doesn't extend to tchum ha'ir, but it doesn't matter, he's inside the city, he's where the ikar is.
Because of shadinof basar ikar. That's a good kasha. I have to think about that. Hear the kasha? Hear this question? Nobody? You gotta speak louder, so.
My question was, why can't we say, okay, it doesn't extend that tchum ha'ir, but who cares? He's where the ikar is, if we say shadinofo. It doesn't. Who cares whether it extends the tchum ha'ir? He's not outside the tchum. He's in the tchum. Because we say shadinofo, if he's on the bench.
Goes back to your makom reshus thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you have to say that bein l'kula bein l'chumra. For the Rambam, you're willing to say that the city extends into the airspace under the. We're more lenient with respect to makom. This is considered inside the tchum of the ear now. And according to the Maram Rundberg, even if you say shaldi nofa basari karo, it doesn't mean that you're inside the makom.
You may understand makom
different. Now, you have to hammer that out. Why that would be true, though?
Would you ask the same question about Shabbos?
Possibly. Does anybody say clearly that the Tchum Shabbos ends? I think it should be the same Shaila.
If you take Shadinofo that seriously, then...
What I'm saying, it's definitely, I mean, the din of Ir Miklat is Talyan Tchum. Right?
Yes.
That's din Daraisa.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you say Hu Adin for Tchum Shabbos, that it extends past the... It starts from the Nof.
What I'm getting at is that Shadinofo does have its limits. You're not going to... use Shadinofo to cause Maga Tumas, for instance, I assume, maybe you would.
No, but that's a Shadinofo you're saying according to the Rambam that even the airspace underneath the tree is considered Tchum Shabbat, Tchum for Ir Miklat. Wouldn't you say Hu Adin for Tchum Shabbos?
I would not, because the Gemara says that the only reason we apply Shadinofo in this case is depends on how much of the Havani keep the Maskana, but because we care about Makom Dira, which is not necessarily true in Eir.
For Eir Tchumen, is not Talia Makom Dira?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
You have a source that it is?
Yeah, Pashas.
What?
The whole point of an Eir is that this is considered your Tchum. This is considered your Makom Dira.
The idea that you have 2,000 amos outside of your city, or 2,000 amos from where you walk, is that based on Dira?
Hey, your city Pashas is considered your Makom Dira.
That depends on whether you're going to learn. That depends on your makor for Erev Tchumen, whether it comes from Arei Leviim or something else.
Yeah, perhaps, but it's clear that the reason why this is considered your city is because it's your makom dira.
Yes.
Right, less mandapalik.
But is the reason you can walk 2,000 hours outside of your city because that's considered Yerusha'ir or?
I'm not asking why you can walk 2,000 hours. I'm asking why do you have a tchum inside your city? And not in someone else's city.
I agree.
Because you're Makom Dira. So Shiloh is what's considered Dira of the city.
But what I'm pointing out is that when it comes to Miklat, you can live in the city and its entire Dira. The entire area which is considered the use of the city. I don't
and for Shabbos?
Know, and I doubt it, that for Tchumen, the reason that the Chachamim let
do you have any source for doubting it?
Outside,
do you have any source?
No, but I think it probably depends on the source for a pie
mapa.
I don't have a source, you don't have a source.
Okay. Fifth area where we find Shadi Nofo, or this concept of Nof versus the Ikar. Once again in the Mishnah and Maestros on Paragimel Mishnah Yud. So Gemara says, with respect to Maestros Sheni, you're holich achar ha-Nof. Okay. Presumably you have an Elon that's going to be inside Yerushalayim. Nof extends outside Yerushalayim. The Gemara says you're holy chachar hanof. Mishnah says you're holy chachar hanof. Seems to contradict the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah says Michneged hachoma v'lefnim kilefnim, Michneged hachoma v'lechutz is kilechutz. Mishnah Maaser Sheni seems to say whatever is on the inside of the choma is considered inside, whatever is on the outside of the choma is considered outside. Right, do you say holy chachar nof, or do you say it depends whether it's inside or outside the mechitza? Since we have seer between the two mishnayos. The Rambam and the Meiri, the Rambam Perish and Mishnayos and the Meiri and Makos on Daf Yud Beis, so they try to resolve the seer by saying that anything that's inside the choma of the city, so that's going to have a din of lefnim, less man de palik. Once you're inside the choma, you're inside Yerushalayim, with respect to A, that now you could eat Maisar Sheni, and with respect to B, that any Maisar Sheni that walks inside, that comes inside the choma, can no longer have pidyon. That's the information for Maisar Sheni. Once Maisar Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, you can't be poded anymore. However, that's the mission of Maisar Sheni. Now you have a shayla. What about a nof that extends over the choma? So here the Rambam and the Meiri say that you go l'chumra b'beis panim. You're machmir that you can no longer be poded the Maisar Sheni, and you're machmir that you can't eat it. So it's considered outside of Yerushalayim with respect to achila, l'chumra. It's considered inside Yerushalayim with respect to pidyon, which is also l'chumra. That's the chiddush of the Rambam and the Meiri. The Rashmi Shantz, in his first parish, says no. You'll have a chumra even inside the choma. Meaning, let's say the ikar is inside Yerushalayim and the nof extends outside Yerushalayim. So according to Rashmi Shantz, you'd have to treat the ikar as the chumra, both with respect to achila and with respect to pidyon. Okay, so basically the nof outside Yerushalayim contaminates the ikar inside Yerushalayim l'chumra, both halachos. Whereas for the Rambam, the city Yerushalayim Yerushalayim is clearly defined at the choma. Between the choma and the overhanging branches, there you have a gray area, and there you go l'chumra. According to the Rashmi Shantz, you have a gray area extending also inside the choma. You have a gray area inside and outside the choma. You have a gray area starting from the ikar inside till the edge of the branch outside. And there, within that area, you go the chumra based upon him. Okay, is that clear? That's the way the Rashmi Shantz in his first day reads it. According to the second day of the Rashmi Shantz, Rav Ashi Lamaskana is coming to reject essentially the Mishnah in Meiser in Meisros, and to adopt the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. Meaning that according to the Maskan of the Gemara, the Choma is the only definition for Maaser Sheni of Yerushalayim. Anything inside Yerushalayim is definitely in with respect to Achila and Pidyon. Anything outside is out with respect to Achila and Pidyon as well. Okay, so you have three shittos about how to understand Maaser Sheni. Either like the Rambam, that everything inside is in between the Choma and the overhanging Nof to the outside is gray. According to the first day in the Rashmi Shantz, you have a gray area also extending until the ikar of the tree inside. According to the last day in the Rashmi Shantz, everything is purely defined by the choma. Okay, so that's the fifth instance where we came across Shadinofo Basar Ikar. Okay, we'll stop here. I have 1 hour to make on Ben Azai with the Ravid in Sheathing Vetzes in Ksuvis, but I'll hold off on that for now. So that's our overview of Shadinofo Basar Ikar.